This is our Truth in 10 segment, where Pastor Mark answers listener questions in 10 minutes or less. And Pastor Mark, our first question comes from Ophelia. And Ophelia has a question about the Sabbath. She says, I was just curious as to why modern Christians no longer celebrate the Sabbath the way it used to be celebrated. There are all these verses claiming that if we love the Lord, we remember his commandments. And one of those commandments is to keep the Sabbath holy. How does one reconcile the two?
Yeah, great question.
Great question.
And it's a question that comes up a lot. I'm glad to have a chance to answer this for you, Ophelia, and for a lot of other people that have the same question that are out there. And again, we have to start at the beginning of looking at the Sabbath. We'll work our way to the New Testament. But the issue with the Sabbath is one of under the law, whether we come under the law, if you will. It's really tied to that. Or whether we're now under freedom in Christ, and does it transfer over from, you know, the law? Does it, now that we're free in Christ, does it do away with the Sabbath, et cetera? And I would say the Sabbath has been done away with. I would sum it up before we look at these scriptures as the Sabbath has been fulfilled. Again, in Matthew chapter 5, the Lord said, I did not come to destroy the law, but I came to fulfill it. And so the law is something that the believer is no longer under, not because the law is not good and not because the law did not have a purpose, but because Jesus used the law to bring us to him, to keep us in line until he came and died on the cross, but also, again, until he fulfilled it. And now we walk under Christ, under his blood, in freedom in Christ. And really, again, also kind of to sum up the Sabbath before we start looking at some of these verses, is the Sabbath was a type of the cross, or the cross a type of the Sabbath, in the sense that it is our ultimate rest, and that is we rest from our works. Remember the whole picture behind the Sabbath. What was the purpose of the Sabbath? It was to rest from our works and to remember the seventh day, to keep it holy, even as the Lord kept himself rested on the seventh day after creating the earth in 6 days. So there's a whole picture here of the type and the rest that God took and how we're to come under that rest as well. And so that kind of is the initial foundational explanation. But if you read carefully in the Old Testament, you begin to investigate what it says about the Sabbath, you're going to see that God emphasizes over and over that the Sabbath is specifically between him and the children of Israel. And he makes a point of that. For example, I'll read you one of them. In Exodus 31, verses 15 through 17, it says this: Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath. Note that. To observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. Now look at this last verse. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. So note this, it is specifically mentioned as being between God and the children of Israel, number one. Number two, it is called a sign by the Lord. So we see that he's made that agreement with the children of Israel, and it's a sign. What was it a sign of? The future rest they would have in the Messiah. Now again, that doesn't mean that there's not a benefit to resting our bodies one day a week. I think there's a health benefit to the Sabbath that is extremely applicable here. But this sign of the Sabbath, as you will, was a picture of the fact of the promised Messiah, the one who would truly give the children of Israel and all of us rest. And so we're going to see with the other verses here that plays out. So again, not just a day of rest and reflection, which we do need, but that eternal spiritual rest in the Lord. In Hebrews 4, verses 1 through 8, I'm going to read this to you because this is just hearing the scripture really needs to be heard in context to lay all this out. It explains that Jesus is our rest or our Sabbath, and that once we know him, we have entered into that eternal Sabbath or that eternal rest, which is the fulfillment of that sign that God gave between he and the nation of Israel. And I quote, he says, therefore, since a promise remains, this is out of Hebrews 4, of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them. He's talking about those who came out of Egypt, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he has said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way. And God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this place, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience, again he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. And here's the key part of this. There remains, therefore, a rest, or we would say a Sabbath, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest, that is, the Lord's rest, has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. So observing the Sabbath was simply pointing to the spiritual Sabbath that Jesus came to fulfill. That is why the Sabbath day is not only something that is to be observed as a Sabbath rest, but something also that can only be fulfilled by the rest we get through Jesus Christ, because we can't do enough works to earn heaven. God had to do the works for us. So, and again, some other interesting points about the Sabbath when you look at the New Testament. Now, that's kind of the layout of the Old Testament. And by the way, he says that it's a sign forever with the nation of Israel. It's not wrong, I think, for a Jew to observe the Sabbath. But again, I think that even for the Jew, it was just a sign forever, not something that when they came to Christ, they would have to legally perform. And you'll notice in the New Testament, as you study it, it's the only one of the Ten Commandments that is not repeated to be followed. Paul said in Colossians 2, 16 and 17, specifically addressing the Sabbath, he said, so let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths. Note this, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. In other words, the substance of the Sabbath, the meat of it, the meaning of it is Jesus and the fact that he fulfilled all works for us in completing them on the cross. So don't let anybody judge you as to whether you observe the Sabbath or don't observe the Sabbath. Again, not being mentioned specifically in the New Testament, making a point to the believers, this is not one that's to be emphasized as far as something that God requires of us. Now, in addition to that, when the early church was establishing what the Gentile believers were required to do in order to be converted and follow the Messiah, the Jews gathered to discuss if they had to follow the law or not, and the Sabbath was not mentioned. So I want to read this to you. In Acts 15, verses 24 through 29, it says this, and again, this is that council there in Jerusalem when they are all gathering, hey, do the Gentiles need to follow the law or not? It says this in verse 24, since we've heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law. Again, remember, the law being the Ten Commandments, as well as the rest of it. To whom we gave no such commandment, it seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourself from these, you will do well. So he makes it very clear. Here's the guidelines. We're not given the law, even the Ten Commandments not given to the believer. And why? Because when you come to Christ, again, God lives in you as your commandment. You know what's right and wrong. He convicts you of these things. You don't have to have rules and regulations. You're convicted about right and wrong. But he makes the point, the Sabbath is not mentioned here. So we see that it's left out conspicuously in the New Testament. It's left out conspicuously with the new believers when they're determining what the new Gentiles needed to follow when they came in. And so again, what does the Sabbath play as a role? Again, I just repeat, it was a large part of God's plan for the Jew and the Gentile alike at the very beginning, pointing as a sign to Christ. But it is my conclusion based on the scriptures that we just covered that the Sabbath is something that is not required for the believer today. And let me say one last thing about the Sabbath, because this comes up from time to time. Well, then when it relates to the Sabbath, and that is, you'll notice that when the early church was established, they changed their day of worship or their Sabbath day, they said, to the first day of the week. Paul, writing to the early church, said, when you gather on the first day of the week, be sure that you take up a collection for the believers in Jerusalem. So he says it kind of in passing, but from that verse, we find out that what Paul is saying is the church was not gathering on the Sabbath or Saturday for their services. The church was now gathering on the new Sabbath, or the new sign, if you will, to the church, and that is on Sunday. It became the Sabbath, not legally, but in a picture or type. Again, why? Because that was the day that the Lord resurrected from the dead, and so it became a sign now to the church as a new day of devotion to the Lord. So hopefully that's helpful when it comes to understanding the Sabbath, and I know that God will use this not just for you, Ophelia, but for all that are listening that may have the same question.